Publishing is forbidden. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Publishing of discriminative matter forbidden, according to Colorado Law 2434701. That's Colorado Revised Statutes. And you know, the owner of Masterpiece Bakery, Masterpiece Cake Shop, Captain Phillips, he lost his hearing on Friday on the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, where they ruled that he must create wedding cakes for homosexuals. Must. Right? So we went in record time from something that was criminal to something that is criminal if you don't participate in it. Remember when the homosexuals said, we just want to be left alone? Ha! And now they say, oh yeah, and bake us a cake and make some cookies and throw us a parade and host our wedding, and it's going to be on your church property, and on and on. I think I should redo that list to remind everybody, because each one of these is a link to an actual legal case, a news account where homosexuals and the ACLU, which stands for what? The Antichrist Legions of the Underworld, ACLU, and All Criminals Love Us. The ACLU supposedly stands for free speech, right? So they're trying to force Christians to affirm the filth and perversion of homosexuality. Whatever happened to free speech? I don't want to celebrate a homosexual activity. I don't want to do it. So the ACLU, it's a scam that they're for free speech. That's a scam. They're for sodomy and child killing, perversion and atheism. That's what they're for. And every once in a while, they do a case upholding somebody's right to free speech, somebody they don't like. But overall, it's the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld. And so I think we will do that list of we just want to be left alone. But, oh, yeah, by the way, bake us a cake, that whole list. I think I'll do that. But when the Colorado Civil Rights Commission ruled that Captain Phillips has violated our state law, what law are they referring to? You know, it's interesting to me that the conservative media, even here in Denver, whatever quasi-conservative talk shows there are, quasi-Christian talk show hosts there are, they tend to not tell you what the law says. In my perspective, for the year since this law's passed, I mean, we were shouting it from the mountaintops and do every so often. I'm not aware of any other program, even here in Colorado, that's called attention to this, let alone any of the national faux conservative talk show hosts, whether Fox News or Sean Hannity or Rush or whoever. So here's the law in Colorado Revised Statutes, CRS, and this is, it was Senate Bill 200, 08-200, back in 2008, and then the governor signed it into law, and we have it at Bob and Yurt Live at our website, kgov.com. I don't know where else you find this, other than we also link to the government's own website with the CRS, all the laws. And by the way, that website was designed, you know, there's web designers. They hired, the inmates are running the asylum. They hired a lunatic to design that website. You cannot just link to a law in Colorado's law. You can't just link to the law. They hired a lunatic to design this state, the official state website for Colorado state law, revised statutes, CRS. Well, here it is, CRS 24-34-701, a publishing of discriminative matter forbidden. This is one part of this law. And this is the most heinous part, but the whole thing is wicked. It says, no person shall publish any communication. You want to talk about free speech, right? Free speech and government censorship. At the time that this law was introduced, we here at Bob and Yurt Live, we went to the ACLU and we begged them to oppose this law because they say they lie, but they say they're against government censorship, right? They say that you should be allowed to publish anything. That's what they've said for the decades since their inception. And I was on public television here in Denver with the director of the Colorado ACLU, Jim Joy. We still sell the DVD, Bob versus the ACLU, where I pointed out to Jim Joy what perverts they were at the ACLU, that they even advocated the right to distribute child pornography, even that. And the pervert Jim Joy said, well, yes, but it's for the greater good. Filthy, pervert, child-killing animal of a director at the ACLU, Jim Joy. To defend the distribution of child pornography, where every time there's another video sold of a child who was molested, that is yet another crime against that child. And the filthy perverts at the ACLU, now for decades it was their national written policy. And they may have, since that show with Jim Joy, they may have slightly backed off on that. I'm not quite sure. Don't follow the ACLU daily. We asked them, would you guys come to the Capitol and testify in this hearing against this Senate Bill 200 because they are banning, this is government censorship that would tend to discriminate against cohabitation, you know, fornication, people shacking up, not married, and against homosexuality, that you can't even publish anything like a book that would tend to discriminate against homosexuals. Now, the Bible says some pretty harsh things against homosexuals. I could imagine there'd be some judge somewhere in this state that would say, you know, when I read Romans chapter 1, when I read 1 Timothy chapter 1, New Testament passages, it sounds to me like this is discriminatory against homosexuals. I mean, since it says things like they're deserving of death. I mean, that perhaps, I'm going out on a limb here, but maybe some judge might think that sounded discriminatory. So if you were to take the law at face value, the Bible itself is against the law to be published or distributed in the state of Colorado. Not only the Bible, but this radio program is against the law. No kidding. So let me continue with this Colorado Revised Statutes 24-34-701. Publishing of discriminative matter forbidden. No person shall publish any communication of any kind intended to discriminate against sexual orientation or marital status in the matter of any accommodation, any right like marriage, any privilege like adoption, any advantage or convenience on account of sexual orientation or marital status. Now, there's more to this section 8 of 24-34-701. There's a little more to it. I'll give you more of it here. Publishing of discriminative matter forbidden. No person shall publish. And you think, well, that's okay because you're not a publisher, right? Here at Bob and Your Life, we're publishers. We publish things. We publish books. We publish DVDs, Blu-rays, videos, online, streamed, and in, you know, hard copy disc. We publish audio albums, downloadable CDs. We publish radio broadcasts. So you think you're not a publisher, but it doesn't stop there. No person shall publish, issue, circulate, send, distribute, give away, or display in any manner or shape or by any means or method. okay? Does that cover you? Maybe. If you are an employee of any place of public accommodation, so like a radio program is a place of public accommodation. A bakery is a place of public accommodation. Pretty much every business in the state of Colorado is a place of public accommodation. And if you have a room for rent, they deal with that too. But let's continue. No person shall publish or display or give away or distribute in any, by any means or method whatsoever, any communication, and then they give examples, that is any paper, any poster, any folder. By the way, Focus on the Family has never warned the public about this law. Never. They called this the bathroom bill. Remember back in 2008? They said, this bill, if it's passed, it will allow men to go into the women's bathrooms, women's restrooms. That was it. That's what they got out of this bill. It was the bathroom bill to them, and they turned it into a caricature of conservative Christian concern with public policy. I mean, this is a government censorship bill against teaching against homosexuality and other forms of sexual immorality. This is a government censorship bill against publishing and teaching biblical morality. That's what this was. Focus on the Family never uttered a peep about the dangers in this bill, other than it was the bathroom bill. Like Captain Phillips at Masterpiece Cake Shop, if a homo came into his shop, he could go into the women's restroom. Like that was it. That was the risk. He doesn't even have a women's restroom in a bakery. So this publishing of discriminative matter forbidden, no person shall publish, give away, display in any manner, by any means, any communication, paper, poster, folder, manuscript. So if you write a book and you're one of these people and you give it to someone to read, it's just the manuscript, you broke the law. Committed a crime. You need to hire 27 attorneys, one specialist in each area, each title of the Colorado Code to make sure you don't break a law at any given moment of your day. So you cannot publish or give away or display any communication, paper, poster, folder, manuscript, book. This is the law in the state of Colorado. You cannot publish or give away any communication, any manuscript. The ACLU would not oppose this law. Do you see why we say here at Bob and Yurt Live that when they say they're against censorship, they are liars? You see, they're child killers, right? They're pro-abortion. And when you're a murderer, that makes you a murderer. If you advocate killing the innocent, then you're a murderer, at least an accessory to murder, a conspirator to murder, and then you're a murderer. If you're an accessory to murder, then you're guilty of what? What does Jesus say? Well, then you're guilty of the crime. So they're murderers, so who would be surprised if they were also liars? Imagine that. Well, I'm a murderer, but I never lie. So they're liars when they say that they're against government censorship and that their ultimate commitment is to free speech. They're liars. They would not oppose this Senate Bill 200. So publishing of discriminative matter forbidden, no person shall publish, give away, distribute in any manner whatsoever, any communication, paper, poster, folder, manuscript, book, pamphlet. That might get you. Maybe you distributed a pamphlet when you were an employee of some public place of accommodation. Pamphlet, writing, print, letter, a letter, notice, or advertisement of any kind, nature, or description. You think they're covering everything? Does that sound like it pretty much covers things? That is intended or calculated to discriminate or actually discriminates against sexual orientation and marital status. And then in the matter of, and then they list a long list of things if you tended to discriminate in, let's say, they say any accommodation, any right, like they say marriage is a right. So if you have, or heaven forbid, your place of business has a brochure that explains why marriage is the union of one man and one woman, and homosexuality, homosexuals should not be allowed to marry, right? Then what are you doing? Then you're publishing a pamphlet that is intended to discriminate against sexual orientation regarding any right, that in that case, they would say it's the right to marry, or any privilege like adoption or any other privilege, any privilege. If you say homosexuals should not be teaching children in school, well, you just violated this law here. Or any, you can't even tend to discriminate against any convenience. How's that? Any convenience or any advantage. You know how you might go to dinner at a nice restaurant and it might be somebody's birthday or an anniversary, and the husband takes out his, he bought his wife a beautiful present. She opens up a little package and she's so thrilled, and he gives her a kiss, right? And so if two men were to do that, well, aside from half of the people in the restaurant wanting to throw up, aside from that, but if you wrote that that would be inappropriate in your little flyer, or maybe in your letter, maybe you wrote it in a letter to someone, then because the letter was a communication, any communication, including a pamphlet, a letter, a manuscript, whatever, of any kind, nature, or description, and you said that homosexuals shouldn't do that in a restaurant because some people might throw up, well, then you've just violated the law, and they could do to you what they're doing to Jack Phillips, right? So Jack Phillips, Captain Phillips, has had to stop baking wedding cakes. So he's taken that off of his list of products and services that he offers. He doesn't make wedding cakes for anyone anymore. And so what will they do? They'll probably force him, right? They'll probably force him to make a wedding cake, probably. So at our website, kgov.com/homosexuals, and then have you ever put an anchor in, like a pound sign cake? You could do that, and you jump to, it's like a bookmark, into the page. And so we have a section on, we just want to be left alone. So each of the examples we show to demonstrate how that's not true is a link to a news story where some Christian somewhere is being sued by the ACLU and the homos, trying to force that person to affirm their perversion. So this is what our section here says. We just want to be left alone. Yeah, right. In the public square, Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. One or the other will be out of the closet, said Bob Enyart, some talk show host in Denver. You know, we got a call on Friday from a listener in California who's been listening for, a couple years now. He's David Allen's roommate. Scott, yeah. Scott Jefferson. And Scott said, he went to college with me. He and I attended Nyack College in New York State for a year back in 1977-78, and we haven't seen each other in so many years. And so a few years back, he thought, I'm going to Google that. I remember that guy's name, Bob Enyart. So he Googles Bob Enyart. And like, oh, man, there's so much. There's this famous Bob Enyart, and there's thousands of web pages. How am I ever going to find the real Bob Enyart? So Scott was so upset at this stupid talk show host because everything was Bob Enyart, kgov.com. You know, Bob Enyart, blah, 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 blah. So how do I find the real Bob Enyart? And then he thought, well, I'll tune into this fake Bob Enyart show. And he realized that we had been, were we roommates in a dorm? I don't remember. There was a guy named Adam Kimball I was a roommate with. Boy, I'd love to hear from him someday. Anyway, Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. One or the other will be out of the closet, said Bob Enyart. A homosexual replies, no, really, we just want to be left alone. Oh, yeah, and you better bake us a cake, or else. And cookies. You see, that's another news story. A Christian bakery, different one, was going to be sued for not baking cookies for homosexuals. They wanted rainbow cookies. Just like the two perverts in Denver who wanted Captain Phillips to bake them a cake. I mean, he's a real man, right? They're girly men. They went to another bakery, and some bakery where, you know, you buy their products and you go right to hell. So they went to another bakery, and they got their wedding cake with a rainbow-colored filling. So for them, of course, it was a symbol, right? So they wanted this Christian to affirm their filth and perversion. So, no, really, we just want to be left alone. Well, oh, yeah, and you better bake us a cake or else. And cookies. And send us flowers. That's another news story. And you better give me a haircut while I'm waiting. That was another one. Some guy just couldn't bear to cut the hair of this fairy. And what's going to happen? I mean, you're going to be... Well, thankfully, you might not be thrown in jail, but they could, well, you could go broke, or maybe they'll close down your barbershop and take some photos, or else, right? Otherwise, we'll own your photography business if you don't video our homosexual wedding. Could you imagine looking through a video camera at these perverts when they go to kiss each other? Oh, yeah, and you better bake us a cake or else, and cookies, and send us flowers, and you better give me a haircut while I'm waiting, and take some photos or else, and forget your student clubs, right? Notre Dame, a couple weeks ago, the club that was to be started to support the marriage of one man and one woman, the school rejected the club because of the outcry of the homosexual clubs that said, how dare you let these hateful, intolerant people start a club for traditional marriage? And so Notre Dame expected, right? Notre Dame, radically pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, pro the patron saint of child killing, Barack Obama. You better take some photos or else and forget your student clubs. You know, we just want to be left alone. But, oh, yeah, and did we tell you? You're going to host our wedding. Yep. Even on your church property. Ha! Those are two different stories. And you can't make this up. And we want a parade. I'm not kidding. They want a parade. They want a cake. They want cookies. Send me flowers. Give me a haircut. Take our photos. Forget your clubs. Host our wedding. Even on your property. We want a parade. And you know what? This list goes on and on and on. And we link to it all. Even the Liberal National Review has figured out this part. Here's what they say at the Liberal National Review. They said, the owner of the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado was threatened with a year in jail for declining to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding, homo wedding. New Mexico photographer Elaine Hugin was similarly threatened for declining to photograph a same-sex wedding. It is worth noting that neither the baker nor the photographer categorically refuses services to homosexuals. I don't know why that's worth noting, but they throw that in there. The business owner specifically objected to participating in a civic, quasi-religious ceremony that violated their own consciences. And the so-called liberals' answer? Who cares about your conscience? Right? That's the liberal. That's the ACLU. They're pro-choice, right? They're pro-choice. They're for free speech. Right? Yeah, right. In T.H. White's book, The Once and Future King, the nature of totalitarianism is captured in the motto, "Everything not forbidden is compulsory." That's a great one. Homosexual marriage has made the sprint from forbidden to compulsory in record time. The day before yesterday, a homosexual marriage was a legal impossibility. And today, it's a crime to sit one out. And that's the Liberal National Review. Here in Denver, the quasi-conservative, faux-conservative, faux-Christian talking heads, talk shows, they've all been supportive of Captain Phillips, as we have here at Bob and Your Live. Very supportive of Captain Jack Phillips. But you know what they've said? They've said, this is really just a freedom. This is a constitutional issue. This is a freedom issue. It has nothing to do with homosexuality. No, this is just a freedom of association type issue. And I called into one of their shows a few weeks ago and said, I'd like you guys to know that there are many of us out here that think you are all hypocrites. Because if a business in Denver refused to do business with blacks, right? There's not a one of you that would be having them on and defending them and affirming them. And I wouldn't either. We would say, hey, they should have the right of freedom of association, but they are so evil and hateful in their worldview that we will not support them. We do support a right of freedom of association, but we despise any person in any business who would say they're not going to do business with blacks. So like the Peter Boyles of the world, and I don't know, how about Dan Kaplis? Where does he stand on this? They just fall all over themselves defending Jack Phillips, but they pretend it has nothing to do with homosexuality. Oh, nothing. And so, of course, that's one of the big issues of our day, the perversion that's afoot. God bless you guys.